good. How about you?
Yeah, it's been a rough day. Talking shit to these 4chan idiots. Trying to give some of my stress. Shane, his dad is in the ICU. Well, you guys are down to South Dallas. Another postponement.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened to him?
He's been in the hospital for a little while, not feeling well, but it took a turn for the worse last night, and now he's in the ICU on an incubator, I guess. So Shane's heading down there to hang out with him.
Okay.
He called me this morning and apologized that he had to postpone it, but I have to stand and everything. It just seems like whenever I get into this position, it's something happens, you know. I've been pretty annoyed and stressed out today.
Do you think there's a reason for the delays?
I'm sure there is. Like I told you, I'm not supposed to see this thing. I'm not supposed to see my own discovery, invention, whatever you want to call it. It's not supposed to happen. The reason why I say that is because that's the rhythm of humanity. You guys always kill us off before we get done. And just considering what's happening in the world and all the bullshit that's happening here, I don't seem to be able to put in enough effort, I guess you can say, to overcome it. So that's what I've been thinking about the whole time. That's why I keep saying that. That's why I always say I'm not supposed to see this. I'm not supposed to see this over and over. It's because it's never happened for this particular version of humanity. And if anything, it's a lot worse right now, not better. So I don't know what to do. I mean, like I said, for whatever reason, humanity's maker is the one that's controlling this game, I guess you could say, or call it, and maybe he doesn't want you guys to see it. Maybe he doesn't want you to have it. I don't know. It's hella fucking stressful for me, though, down here, because I can't break through this fucking wall, you know? It gets to me. After a while, I put in a lot of fucking effort for this thing, and
the wall of people not listening. Say that Terry Davis built the third temple?
What was that?
Did anybody say that Terry Davis built the third temple?
Oh, I've heard that. That's the Cologne guy, right?
Yeah, he made Temple OS.
Yeah, no, that's not the temple. There's only two temples right now. And they've been there for long before the last cataclysm. They've been standing one of them's been standing for about 38,000 years, the other one's been standing for, I don't know, I didn't really look into that when I was going through my awakening, because, you know, I don't look into people that win, I only look into people that lose, so that I can try to teach them how not to lose, but if I had to make a guess, I'd say that the second temple was built somewhere around 33,000 years ago, something like that.
Okay, so the two temples are at the pyramids.
No, they're at the Great Pyramid. They're the ones that right? That's just wasted labor. I mean, everyone in these fucking idiots is LARPing. Everybody that's, you know, talking about religion and bullshit that's happened within the last 12,000 years, they have no fucking idea what they're actually talking about. They could have if they wouldn't have murdered Jesus, you know? He had all the answers. No doubt about it. But they killed him, so, you know, fuckers are stuck with me now. And I get pretty fucking annoyed from time to time.
I'm recording this, by the way.
Huh?
I'm recording this.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's a first. Actually, there were a couple of people that tried recording me before, but it got weird. It was all mumbled and shit. I just deleted it. Maybe this will make it. I don't know.
My recording I did with the same device the other day, it was quiet, but the quality is good enough that you could at least hear what's being said.
Well, it's going to be something big.
So how did your prayers go yesterday?
They were interesting. A few different things happened last night. Like I said, I tagged my first calf at Shane's farm, and we had a good discussion about farming. That's what we talk about pretty much. I explained all the farming water methods and stuff like that, and he showed me how he gets rid of culverts, natural culverts that make themselves through heavy rainstorms or what have you. So I tried to figure out how to, I prayed basically on that to try to figure out how to do some improvements with that system. But when I went out to the quarry, it was interesting because that was the first time I had ever been there praying, and somebody actually showed up. It was a person that drove by and saw me. I mean, it wasn't anything special to the person, but it's kind of interesting when that happens, you know, when somebody shows up and actually is a witness to me being in a certain place at a certain time, seemingly random to them. Because when he showed up, he's like, "Are you okay?" Because I had parked my car and got out. I was looking up at the sky, you know, that kind of thing, and he said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine, man. I'm just out here praying." He said, "That's interesting. I've never even seen anybody out here." And I guess he lives real close to there, because when he drove down off the quarry, it's just basically like a big rock hill. By the way, I call it the quarry, but anyway, he drove off the hill and then took a quick left down the hill and went a little bit further to what I assume was his house, which is interesting because he would be one of the people that I would be buying that property from if I ever did to that. so there wasn't any orbs or anything like that in the sky. Whenever the planes show up, they don't show themselves. I saw a couple of flashes, though, which is always an interesting occurrence. It kind of looks like a camera flash going off, but like from deep space. It's interesting. I don't know. The only other people that have seen it is Robert and Nathan. I tried to get my dad to see it right before the eclipse. It was, what was that, 2018, I think it was.
I think so.
Morgan. The night before the eclipse, there were hundreds of them going off all around me. I tried to get my dad, every time I got my dad to come outside, he had actually driven up there to come and hang out with me during the eclipse so he could watch it with me. But every time I was standing out there watching it, he was like, Dad, come out here, there's a bunch of, I was calling them supernovas because I didn't know it. He came up and he was like, yeah, supernovas are really rare, though. And I said, I know, man. I've read all about them. I'm telling you, there's some sort of flash going on. We sat there for like half an hour looking and found another one. As soon as he went inside, they started up again. Anyway, after that occurrence, I didn't really talk about them until I got down here. And Robert was outside with me one night smoking, and he saw it. And I was like, oh shit, you actually saw one of those? And then he's like, yeah. And then we both started looking up, and, you know, then they started happening fairly regularly after that. A couple of those happened last night again. They didn't really happen when the planes were around. Then I came home, like right at 10:33, I think it was, when I left. I was with it. The time was on my dash clock. Got back here, and I don't know if I've explained this to you or not, but on my Pastebin page, there's the contents page that has a counter, and then there's a total counter where it shows all of the different times people have looked at the different chapters of my book. That froze a couple of months ago, or a month, like an hour ago, something like that. 5,995. And Nathan and I have been trying to figure out, you know, he's like a cybersecurity kind of person too. And he was trying to figure out how that could happen. And eventually, the content page number went higher than the chapter page view number, which is impossible, you know, but it was that way for quite a while. For about an hour last night, I guess. Sometime when I was gone from here, it popped back up. It went to like 12,669 or something like that. And then I checked it again after I texted Nathan and I said, dude, it's unfrozen. And he's like, oh wow, that's neat, you know, and he went in to look at it, but I think. And about an hour later, it came up to 12,783. And it froze there again. It's been stuck ever since last night. And when I checked it this morning, and I added up the numbers and shit, there's a couple hundred more people that have looked at the chapters, but the counter's stuck again. And the, that thing happened at the sand pass here. Other than that, yesterday, that's pretty much all the events that happened. But the prayer stuff, like I said, was fairly uneventful from most people's perspective. To me, I was pretty jacked up at the sand gathering. So what sucked about it was now seeing Dad in the ICU, so I'm fucking stuck waiting again. That's where we're at, man. I went in and unloaded some of my stress on the punks on 4chan. I'm sure you'll read about that. Anything else going on?
Do you think there's, like, some point that has to be reached for the Grail to be completed? Like, some point
I'd have to make a guess. I'd say that over half of humanity needs to want salvation. You know, right? The fact that I'm in the position I'm in right now means that over half of humanity part about that is there hasn't been that many people that are willing to even accept that. So they're not even able to benefit from it. Least of all Christians. You know, they look at me like I'm some sort of freak for even saying that's what Jesus was working towards. But that's what he did, man. Like, I never spent any of my time in my life trying to figure out those things. I don't understand how people think I just randomly came up with all that shit on the spur of the moment kind of thing. And I'm the harmonic resonant microcavitation guy. That's me. You know, that's what I work toward. Everything else was given to me. I'm not even claiming to have figured any of that shit out. I didn't work for it. I'm the guy that does the physical stuff. Like, I'm here to teach you fuckers how to build moving temples. I'm not here to teach you how to speak to God. That was Jesus' thing. I'm just filling in the blanks because you murdered him. Now, the shitty part is, the same fate is going to happen to me, even though I've tried my fucking hardest to keep myself, you know, basically like a hermit, staying hidden from everyone so I can it just seems like humanity's maker is forcing the issue. It's not allowing it. Anytime that it closed, yesterday I was fired up. I mean, all day long I was super happy. Shane even said something about it. He's like, man, you look good when I got into the trucks across the farm with him. I was like, yeah, man, my back's feeling good, the sand got here, you know, and then I got into some real technical stuff with him about how we're going to actually go through the floor. He's like, all right, man, you sound like you're really excited. I'm like, I am, you know, it sounds like it's going to happen, and then boom, this fucking goes down. So, I don't know, and like I said, you've heard, you know, from the emails and shit that I've sent you, you've heard all the different things that have happened. First, I had the money problem. Then, you know, you guys set up this money thing for me, and I accepted it reluctantly, but I accepted it. Bought more sand, got the right stuff, you know, did all that kind of shit. The sand was supposed to get here, and, you know, they cut the order in half, another week and a half delay. You know, now this is happening, this happened. This will probably be another week and a half delay, you know, before you know it. Delays are they're leading towards something. I don't know what it is. All I can think of is that humanity just doesn't fucking deserve it. That's the best I can come up with. I keep blaming myself and trying to figure out different ways to get around it, but I can't. I can't. This is a two-man job. I need another person to do this. It's actually more like a three-man job. I've designed the tools around my foundry to get it done with just two guys. And you know what happened with Robert? And you know, I basically trained, I guess you could say, Shane in everything that you have to do to get this done. And I've been real technical in explaining everything. And he's a great guy for figuring it all out, you know. But now this is happening. And by the way, if Dad passes away, which it's sounding like it's happen, he's going to hand Shane his farm, which is a huge farm down south of Dallas, and I wouldn't be surprised if Shane actually had to go down there, fix it up, and stay there for the next month, 2, 3, 4,
how long would it take to train someone who already accepts your ideas and they just need the technical training?
Just a story.
possible reason you're being held back is that it's a test for the rest of us to see how much we really want to help you keep going, because that's kind of what has happened so far. Like, the first test was the money, and then I came into the picture because of that. So it might be reasons like that.
Years at that point, and, you know,
could you clarify? Sorry. Could you clarify something for me? So.
It's what?
Sorry, I just have a question. So the remaining work on the Grail is that you have to do the pour.
Yeah.
And that takes how long?
Well, I have to film it. I get a portion of videos I have to make. That's going to add another 2 to 3 hours onto it, but I guess it's going to take me about, 3 to 4 hours or so to build the box and pack in all the sand, stuff like that. You know, get it ready, and then I have to turn it over, and then we have to heat up the bronze, you know, and then that's pretty much it. I would guess that this is just strictly a guess because I haven't done it yet. I told Shane to give me about 10 hours lead time. So, like, when he has some sort of a definite schedule in his head to where he could say, yes, I will be here at this time and I'll be ready to work, I'll start about 10 hours before that moment. The problem is that I can't just go down there and, like, get it ready and then 2 or 3 days later, Shane show up, Petrobon sand, meaning it's the binder is either some sort of synthetic oil or crude oil in some form, probably 30-weight motor oil, which is the normal high-use stuff that I've seen just from my own research. You build a wood box around it. The wood box would slowly start to suck out some of that oil, which would cause the granular structure of the sand to decompose, meaning that it would break apart, you know, and we have to turn this whole box over. It's probably going to be about 200 or 300 pounds. It's going to be a little violent, you know, there'll be certain times where it's going to slam into the ground or what have you, you know, stuff like that. So, it needs to be, you know, this all needs to occur in one shot. Like, it needs, like, I need to start one morning and get it all packed in and done and shit ready, and then we need to get the metal hot and pour it, like, in one, you know, one rhythmic movement, so to speak. I can't just say, okay, well, I'll build the box this day. The other thing is when I'm building the box, I have to do it layer by layer because I have to pack in sand as I go. The way that the grill is structured, you know, looks like a cup. If I were to build the box around it, I would be able to pack in sand on the bottom of it. So I have to build it with, like, 2x4s, the first layer, pack in a bunch of sand into the 2x4 smaller box thing, and then put another layer of 2x4s and then pack in more sand. And another layer of 2x4s packing more sand, you know what I'm saying? And I have to film how to do that. So, it's not just a simple thing. You know, all this has to be done in a specific way. Otherwise, it's just a waste. Does that answer your question?
Yes. So the problem is that you don't know when Shane will be available again.
Yeah. Shane is, I mean, like I said, you know, this could last days, weeks, months. I have no idea. It all depends on what happens to his dad. He just went into the ICU, the intubator, I'm pretty sure, and he's been on a ventilator for, like, a week now. He's been sick for a little while. I don't know exactly what's wrong with him. Maybe he has cancer or something like that. I don't really get into too much detail with
Did you see the email I sent you yesterday? You a couple planes I had.
What was that?
I just told you a couple of things I intended to do.
Thank you. to try past that. Okay. You know, I would have said that a year ago. But I'm saying it now. We're fucking desperate. You know, I don't know what else to... And you're watching all these signs happen. Sounds like this fucking thing going on in Kentucky is going to get out of control again, and people are going to get another strong fucking lesson on what self-segregation should be. You know, starting fucking at like 1:30 in the afternoon today, my time. From what I understand, the riots already fucking started. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Like I said, this is going to keep replaying itself over and over and over until every fucking thing is burned down. Everybody fucking hates each other. I don't know. All I can tell you is good luck. If you do what you want, you know, you have free will to do anything you want, just like I do. But then, you know, within your paradigm, you have to do it the same way I have to do it. All you can do is talk to these people.
Okay, I have been watching...
Wanted to ask you about like a question in there?
I'll start with one. I have been watching the Century of the Self that you recommended.
Yeah.
That's basically about how people have been controlled through manipulation of, what would you say? Manipulation of their emotions, which seems to be like subtle selfish desires.
What the Century of the Self is about. That's when I was figuring out how to write that chapter in the new book. That all came down to Sid Smith's talk. Sid Smith, I didn't know anything about him until about, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. I hadn't watched his videos or anything like that, and there was some guy on 4chan that recommended him to me. original point of what you're asking, at least I think.
Yeah.
The century of the self, that all began, because I was actually leading up to speaking about Sid Smith. Sid Smith is a brilliant mathematician, in my opinion, that has done a very good job at orating the actual mechanisms that are causing the planet to die under the weight of humanity's selfishness. And that's what really, you know, never mind what Edward Bernays and Sigmund Freud and all the fucking idiocy that came from those two dumbasses. The problem now, we are well beyond what they did to us. We're already, you know, looking over the cliff and starting to lean over it because of all of those things. And Sid Smith, he was able to, at least in those two talks and a couple since then, I think he's done a couple podcasts, he was able to gather a very, very large and vast grouping of different scientific platforms and summarize the entire thing into one equation, and he's correct for the most part. That is, if nothing changes, that's what I'm here to do, though. See, I understood what Sid Smith was explaining decades ago, and I've been working towards changing it ever since. That's actually how I got my motivation. So Sid Smith and I, we've been on the same page for a long time. The difference is that he took it from more of a academia way, where he was just trying to gather as much information that he could explain this problem to the world with, whereas I took the exact opposite route, where I said, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks, I'm going to do this on my own, and that's what I did. That's how I came up with the inventions that I've come up with, and, well, I don't like calling them inventions, you know, I like calling them discoveries, because humans haven't invented shit, but, you know, that's how that all got started, the Century of the Self stuff. If you watch Century of the Self, if you watch, I can't remember what the name of this thing is, they have a catchy, kind of funny title, it's like How to Enjoy the End of the World or something like that. By Sid Smith, you'll see where I was when I was like 12. That's when I started working on that shit. And of course, it got bigger and bigger and bigger after I became, I'd say right at about 19 years old, somewhere around there. I got really highly technical about everything that I was doing and zeroed in on specifics, you know, on how to actually fix
Right. I have another question about Century of the Self. So, the narrator, what he says over and over again is that there's, you know, what the psychoanalysts believe is that there are irrational motives in humans, and those can be manipulated to make people do pretty much whatever you want them to do. And he says that, so, you know, as you said, he talks about how Edward Bernays used those irrational motives to basically get people into a consumerist mindset and buy things. But after that, he explains that the Third Reich was inspired by the ideas of Freud and Bernays, but instead of using them for business purposes, they used it to unite the nation politically and socially. So they did the opposite with the supposed irrational motives.
They tried to destroy the bad, and I keep in mind the Third Reich was totally different there. There was the mind that she was getting by the real estate. Like I said, she was the last one, and that's exactly how we were able to find her, so to speak, throughout the annals of history, was to see who tried to not only take away those irrational thoughts, but completely go the opposite direction of them. That's the only thing that's really divine in hell. It's the only way to actually see somebody that's doing that. So you're correct in a certain way to say that they tried to utilize the same kind of platform, I guess you could say, but where the Jews, the Sigmund Freud and all those kind of fucking idiots, how they tried to cheat, lie, steal, and manipulate to make their own existence more comfortable. You had Maria Horsick and Adolf, on the other hand, tried to make everyone selfless oriented. Where they gave up their selfishness and tried to work for the benefit of the whole. And that's exactly, that's basically what they did, you know, or tried to do. Again, at that time, and even still today, we have way too much Jewish influence to undo all the propaganda that's been said about them, and, you know, they're looked at as evil. In reality, anyone that thinks they're evil is actually evil. Sorry, did I cut you off in the middle of that?
No, it's just one reason I brought it up is that that's just what the narrator of that film says. He doesn't necessarily support the Third Reich, but that he does say that, is that he, again, the Third Reich used those motives to unite the nation. He didn't really say whether it's good or bad, he just said that.
Yeah, well, you'd have to look at where that was, that documentary was made. I believe it was prepared by the BBC. I can't remember the first place I saw it, but I watched it on TV, so I'm pretty sure I would have been able to see it. Like PBS or something like that.
Yeah, I thought it was Britain.
No, you. Yeah, you'd have to look at who their donors were. So, of course, you know, the Jews were the ones that owned all the BBC and all the media companies at that time. It is interesting that he was able to actually get the truth out, I mean, the narrator of that documentary. But at the same time, I'm sure there was a quite a, I'm actually positive there were a few times in there where he was that's really the difference between curing a disease and trying to treat the symptom. Some of them don't even want to treat the symptom or the disease. They just want to either make money or some other kind of control mechanism based on those symptoms alone. They're not trying to help or fix or remedy anything. And where we're at right now, the absolute weirdest to try to do that.
What I'm thinking of now is, I told you in the earlier emails about a coach I know in Syracuse, New York, and he's had a national championship cross-country team many times.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so what he teaches his athletes is, he calls it shared suffering, and he gets them all to understand that in order to do well at running, they all will have to endure pain, but they should not experience self-pity because they all are going through it together and they're doing it for each other. So it's like he's created a very microscopic version of what is needed because, you know, it's limited to a few people and it's limited to just the sport, but it's like a start.
Definitely. You know, if you look at it from a national perspective, that's exactly what they're saying to the people through the immersive teaching. Like national socialism, when I tried to explain about that in my book, that national socialism, if you were to reduce that down to a microcosm perspective, national socialism is nothing more than the nuclear family dynamic extrapolated to the size of a nation. Sounds like your coach that you're talking about, he took that nuclear family / national socialistic perspective and extrapolated that to a running team. And as you can see, when you do things that way, you know, great things happen. There's just no other way to look at it. I mean, if you protect the nuclear family, if everyone on Earth were to protect the nuclear family at all costs, like if that was the number one goal for every single person alive, even just that little bit of divinity would stretch a long fucking way. Anybody that raises that ability beyond just their own nuclear family is also going to do well. You know, that is the divine and pure and righteous path. There's no other way to look at it. Anyone throughout history that's ever done anything like that has done incredibly well at certain things, and I'm guessing everyone around them probably hates them for it, because A, they can't understand why they're successful, and B, they're jealous. There's no other way to look at it.
Yes, I told you when I first saw them, I made a joke that the coach must be beating them or something like that. And other
people would call them Nazis, right?
I don't think they have said that. And it's worth mentioning that I think that particular school mostly, or that team anyway, has mostly white kids, but they have had other races on that team as well. Yeah, like we've...
Nobody's 100% perfect, you know.
Oh.
Not just Maria, anyway. Not sure if they've been situated from the guy that you've done. That's the old joke about not being in desert. Stupid military's thinking they beat everybody to the bloody court that they didn't do anything exactly their way, and all of that kind of bullshit. In a very realistic way.
Right.
Really isn't that serious. That's how long people have been fucking up. Like I said, I keep just guys who keep going back to the whole thing. It's so sad. It's such an easy thing to change internally. It's such an easy thing to look to humanity's future instead of humanity's present for the answer. But even just doing that,
that's rare. Most people do know what it's like. But they can't necessarily explain it because they don't know anything else.
Sure.
people that is receptive to you so far anyway?
If there are, I can't find them. If there are, they don't speak English. If there are, they have some other sort of weird entitlement to it past nomenclature perspective. They're, like I said, for example, yeah, the Christ of the Village, anything and everything I say after that is completely drunk the garbage to them. You know? So it's like I can have a seriously in-depth talk with a psychologist. I tell them that I'm a Christ, they're immediately, you know, bringing out Rorschach tests and fucking, you know, trying to put me on Valium or some other kind of fucking, who knows, you know. Or I could sit there and talk with a mathematician and explain, you know, the caveats of the theory of relativity and how that's only half the equation, and then explain it. I can take it further into what cavitation is and how we can't actually study it, blah, 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 blah. You know, but then when I bring up the Christ thing, you know, they're going to send me to a psychologist. Or I could talk to religious people. I could say I'm the Christ of the New Age, and they get all jammed up until I start talking about the environment, how the environment is dying, and then they're going to throw me in the fucking gutter or tell me I don't know what I'm talking about and blah, 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 blah. You know, there's all these weird little things that people don't even realize they're being selfish with. It's not even just good enough to be selfless. You have to be selfless and logical. You know, when people utilize internally, when they're trying to use that specific nomenclature, God, they cannot truly fathom the idea that He does not want people to be fucking idiots. He is not giving free passes just because people say a certain thing in church on Sunday. It's not good enough to do that. You know, same thing with atheists. It's not good enough to be an absolute fucking genius when it comes to mathematical equations. You have to also... Each individual human has to do their best, and you will never fully complete this mission, but you have to do your best to try to include any and all aspects of what you consider to be you. That includes your environment, your country, the planet, the solar system, the fucking galaxy, the universe, beyond the boundaries of the third dimension, the fourth dimension, the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, all the way up to the edge of the universe itself, the cavitation bubble that God, the man himself, who lived outside of this universe, maintaining. Being able to fully integrate into that specific structure in all aspects of your life. That's really the only way to be successful. But like I said, you're never going to be all-encompassing on something like that. What you have to try to do is get to a point to where you can figure out something that you can do to help that entire structure move forward in the way it was originally intended to move, you know. Until people do that, there's just no hope, man. There's no hope for not for me. And if you're not getting any help from me, you're not getting any help from anybody outside of this place. I think I've done a pretty good job of explaining why that is. You know. At this point, like I said, it is what it is, man.
I guess what I've seen a couple times, at least, is that people get offended that you seem to be more special than them. Like, there was one guy in my thread on X where he said the reason he didn't want to read your book is that you give off this air that everyone is wrong except you.
That's accurate. The problem is that they are also mentally projecting their own image of self onto me. That's where their biggest dereliction is that they're thinking from their own pathetic, hell-ridden structure. If they have the ability to do what I've done with my last 40 years of human existence, they wouldn't... attack it the way that I did. See, it's like when I wrote the book, it had a lot more to do with trying to at least show people why they're fucking up on the inside. If you see it, like I've said to you before, probably on a lot of those threads that you've made and other people have made about me and the ones that I've made, you know, if you see arrogance coming through in my book, that means you're arrogant. Just that one simple fact alone is very, very, very difficult for people to accept. And they won't accept it. That's the weeding out process, though. Like I said, really look at what's happening here. This is the place Biblical scriptures described as hell. You know, I was very well aware of that when I first started this mission and knew the dangers involved, so on and so forth, you know. So, in designing a way to find people like yourself and like David and Shane, who, from what I understand, not one of you three have said that my book was, you know, arrogant or anything like that, so you were actually able to make it through the bullshit, you know. And I'm sure you've gotten to know that I'm not that arrogant person that I was trying to portray in the book just to weed out the arrogant people, you know. In all seriousness, how else was I supposed to do it? You know, it's like I get a lot of shit on 4chan for even posting there. Where the fuck else am I supposed to post, though? Anywhere else in the world, pick one fucking place where I could get away with saying the shit that I say and not get instant banned. I mean, I've already gotten banned from 4chan poll like four fucking times now. That goes to show you themselves cannot see themselves giving something like that away for free, which is exactly what I've done. They cannot put themselves in my shoes, which is exactly why I wrote the book and did it in the way that I did it, was to show them that. That's what they think I'm arrogant for. Never take that away from me, though. I gave all that shit away for free for a reason. I've told you this before, too, and that's why I don't consider anything that humanity has ever done as an invention. It's just a discovery. It's something that already existed in a system that already existed, and all of it was created by somebody that was entirely much more capable, well-rounded, intelligent, what have you, than I will ever be able to be as a human. As long as I'm a human, I have to deal with this brain power, you know, and that's just what the way it is. I mean, I couldn't see myself charging any kind of money to anyone, or at least the ability to have this information and be able to make these tools. But like I said, when it comes to most people, that's how they're looking at me. They're all mentally projected, their own insecure notions of what they would do if they were in my position. And that's why I made the book the way I did, to put it in the shortest way possible for people to understand. I know we're being recorded or whatever, but that's the truth, man. I don't want any of the things that exist in hell right now. Fortune, glory, get my fucking paper or get my picture on the front of some newspaper and looking at it the next morning with a little happy face when I eat my Cheerios. I'm like, yay, I did something special. None of that is exciting to me. Anything and everything that people think is exciting in hell, I don't want nothing to do with it. I just can't seem to understand that. Best way I can explain it to you. I do a good job on that one.
Yeah.
That was tricky.
So there's two things I could say. The first is that I think the only other possible approach would be, instead of trying to weed out the arrogance, it would just be to be as straightforward as possible, like, no unnecessary emotion is expressed in the message that you're sending to people. You just say it very plainly, and if they resist you, you just try to ask them questions to get them to see why they think the way they do. But I know you might say that, well, that is what you do.
Well, that's not good enough. See, that's what... explain this to you properly. Okay, I have an analogy for you. Imagine that you had to build a brand new house. Okay? There were only two lots available to you to build your new house on. One of them had a 100-story skyscraper on it, and the other one was completely empty meadow. Which one would you choose to build your new house on?
Well, that's not straightforward, because with Omnicide, I don't want to take over the metal. I'd rather build somewhere that's already developed, but it would probably be easier to build on the metal.
Structure, but there are
thing is a lot of people believe in some idea of God, but what, they don't think their actions have any consequences on his well-being? So yeah, in this
so
case...
I ask those people, first thing I ask people that say stuff like that is, explain what God is. Without using adjectives or verbs, if you can't do that, shut the fuck up about it. Don't ever fucking say that name again. There's no reason for you to even explain why you think you should be saying something about that being, because you don't understand it. Therefore, you shouldn't be saying anything. Secondarily, if they think that their existence doesn't protrude into other realms of existence, what the fuck is the reason for existing? That's basically all I have said about that. Of course, asking those questions to a selfish person, I already know the answer. I've heard it hundreds of times on 4chan, if not thousands of times, and I've insinuated in every fucking conversation I have with every demon in hell. It always comes back to verbs and adjectives. God is all love, man. God is all peace and tranquility and fucking all this stupid bullshit that they have no real idea on how to explain it in any pragmatic, practical way. Like I said, I clash with these people. You know, I understand this on a much more fundamental level that people have the ability to accept, much less try to understand from my perspective. Why the fuck should I even think about trying to understand it from theirs when I already know it? That's always what it comes down to. Every single religious idiot in the world, everybody that says anything about God, they don't even know what that being's actual name is. They have the balls to actually call that being God. But I don't even do that. I don't know of any being with the actual name of God. Anything that exists above this realm of existence, above the third dimension, doesn't even fucking have a name. The nine principles in my lifetime have tried to change their name like 6 or 7 different times. They're just trying to get people to understand what they are, not they are, because the only people who give a fuck who anything is are selfish people. What other reason is there? What's the purpose of a name? Do people even ask themselves that? Like I said, some of their intentions could be considered good from my perspective, and that's a fucking stretch. That's what I consider good and bad. Again, those are just, depending on who you're asking, you know, verbs or adjectives, they're subjective. There's no way to quantify them outside of a person's head, and there's no way to see inside of anybody else's head. But, you know, when it comes to intention, I can see that most people are at least trying to be, quote, good, unquote. The unfortunate part is they have never what's necessary to reach that destination, and that is why I have such a strong repulsion for anybody who uses the word God as though it's a name. I mean, when Jesus was talking about his superiors, he didn't call any of them that. Right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit didn't hear God in there once. Did you? Anybody that says the word God and can't explain it, I just throw their fucking opinion right in the trash.
But, you know, the essence is still there on Fortran, on your post.
All I can do is try. You know, I'm giving the meetings I've given, and like I said, when everybody's looking back after I left, you know, I'm sure they'll come up with some other bullshit, like, oh, you sit here, you did it, you're a sin. No, you just sit here, and you have to deal with all the bullshit. Get called a fag, and just get all this other stupid shit in the middle of me trying to teach them something very important to their entire species survival. They were the ones that allowed those systems to exist in the first place. And, you know, like I said, all people really need to do is look in the mirror. It's not even so much about these systems that exist, it's about how they want to integrate and infiltrate those systems. Imagine if I could do it right on 4chan with 99%, well, 98% of the posts were all just me talking, and everything else was very polite and specific and pertinent questions. Can you think of anywhere on the entire planet, internet or otherwise, where I could even attempt something like that? It wasn't me that created those systems. Everybody else created them. 4chan, believe it or not, is the least problematic. I know that sounds funny, but it really is. Because at least there I can, you know, like I said, when we were talking about the smashing down people's buildings before you build up their new house, at least there I can get away with saying what needs to be said in order to try to start dismantling or destroying these structures people have built around themselves, you know. It's really the only place I can get away with it. Can you imagine some of the shit that I've said on here being said on Reddit? I don't even go to Reddit, but I've seen the shit that people post about it, you know. From what I understand, all the head-ons fucking hate it. You know, I've never even commented, really. I clicked the link that directed me there or whatever, but I can't stand it. Anyways, other than those two places, can you think of anywhere? I even went on that, what was that place? What the hell was that one place called? Oh, the Jeff Bridges Forum. Remember? Didn't you say that you found my stuff there?
Yep, that's like the first forum post you made that I have anyway.
I even tried to find a place in doing that, you know, just to see if there was some other weird, you know, fringe sect of people out there that I could get in touch with. They're exactly the same as everybody else. There's nowhere for me to go. This is how I have to do this, and this is the path that they created for me. I didn't create this. God or humanity maker, whoever the fuck you want to call any of my superiors in the hierarchy, none of them created this. You gotta remember, humanity does have free will. This is what they've done with it, you know. I can't even go into churches and talk correctly in their own eyes, no. Like I said, they would hate me just because I said fuck and some Jew a couple thousand years ago, or a thousand years ago, whatever, was the last idiot that tried to manipulate the Bible, told them that fuck or shit or God damn it or Jesus Christ in a weird way they go to hell. If anybody just heard me say that, I guess you failed because you're in hell and you heard me say that. Little jokes, you know. I guess I shouldn't have said that because I didn't record it, but you should have gotten that joke.
So seems like people basically think you're crazy, but then when you make it obvious that you're giving away everything you know for free, it's like, well, why would someone who ultimately does not mean well give away everything for free? I feel like that should be the thing that breaks down people's incorrect ideas about you. But I don't know that they ever ask themselves that question.
it out, let me know. We'll attack it together. But like I said, I've tried that angle. I've seen it. I've tried every angle I can think of at this point to try to get people to understand that I'm not crazy. I don't do drugs. No, I don't. I don't even drink, really, unless I'm hanging out with Shane, and it's only my beer, and all my beers are gone now, by the way. Actually, I wrote a lot of two beers. I don't drink anymore. So, I didn't really
So, I was conflicted about you at first.
What?
I was conflicted about you at first. I was, you know, I'm trying to remember exactly what my thoughts were. I think I was just reluctant to accept that you are the Christ of the New Age. I think... trying to figure out what to say. I guess part of it was like, on one hand, is there really one person who should have that title? And then on the other hand, for a few years, I was under... So I guess I'll tell you more about my story. I thought for a while that, you know, I was the most pure person that I could find. Like, every time I talked to somebody, they would agree with me on some things, like maybe that the environment is not doing well, for example, but they would always fall short somehow. Like, they just would have to retreat into some kind of comfort or deny that some kind of problem exists. And, you know, obviously that burns you out a little. And what I told myself was that, I struggled with, like, am I really the best person that I can find? Because that seems like a huge claim to make. But I so far have failed to find anybody else. So what I told myself is, if I can find someone who is genuinely better at this than I am, then I will yield to them. But until that happens, you know, I may not be that great, but I just can't find anything better yet. And then finally, in June of this year, I found you, and I had to go through that with myself. I said, look, I told myself, if I find someone better than me, I will yield to them. And it took me, like, a couple of weeks to accept, but then it finally became clear to me, all right, you are definitely much better at understanding everything that is needed, and you have, you know, overall you have more knowledge, more ability, so that is when I decided, okay, this guy is that person that I've been looking for. And part of that...
You know, when you first, like you just said there, you would yield to that person. You know, I went through the same thing, you know, before I became the Christ, before I knew what I was. But I didn't yield to a human. Humans weren't good enough for me.
No, it's fine. That is important as well. I guess what really shines through about you is the purity. And there are two aspects of that. One is that you acknowledge the problems, such as the environment, so that definitely stood out to me. And the other was that you always give thorough responses to people, and what I realized, especially by reading the posts you've made on 4chan, is I had the thought, you know, you could ask this guy any question, and he will give you a straightforward answer. And that is the kind of thing that I've been looking in for in a person for a long time. So, after that, I just made a list of questions, and I've asked you many of them by now.
Well, that's the difference between being selfless and selfish. You know, if you're not willing to give somebody a straightforward answer, then you're selfish. It's just that simple. You know, why would you hold a secret otherwise? There's no reason for me to hold secrets from people. Or there's reasons for me to be cryptic in some ways. But in most of those ways, I'll tell people I'm being cryptic for a specific reason. It normally has to do with timing. seriously, in 150 years, who the fuck is going to care? Who gave a fuck about any sports, athletic, anything that happened 500 years ago? Does anybody know any musicians that were around 1,000 years ago? You know, I mean, all these weird little secrets that we all keep and shit, there's no reason for it. That's really, you know, what changed drastically about me, I just stopped.
Yes.
Can we take a break for like half an hour? I kind of want to throw some water on my face and get something to drink. I gotta run out to the store.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I should do, because, let me think, I gotta work in the morning, and I have to have dinner at some point. I'm like, when should I call you back? So would you rather talk again, like, sooner today rather than later? Okay.
Okay,
almost
whatever. You tell me what's best for you.
How about in like 45 minutes? I'll text you and I'll just see where we're at.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I'll do that. All right.
Have fun for the next 45 minutes, and I'll go to your text.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take it easy.
You too. Goodbye.
Thanks.